We're going to learn Daf Dalet in Masechtos Nedarim. We're going to start right from the top, right from the beginning of the Amud. However, but the Gemara over here had a question. The Gemara's question was, now that we know that Nedarim and Naziris, there's a hekesh between the two, and whatever halachas apply in Nedarim, for Neder apply in Naziris and vice versa. So one of the things that we are clear about in the sugya of Neder is that there's an Isser of Baal Ta'acher, which simply means that once you take upon yourself that you have to do something or not do something, but let's talk more in the positive, that you're going to do something, that you have to take care of that, you have to take care of that thing. Now, generally speaking, and I'm saying this only because this is one of the points we'll discuss, generally speaking, the time frame within which you have to do whatever it is that you promise to do is within 3 regalim. You have 3 regalim. Now this is because the context that the Torah uses the concept of Baal Ta'acher is in the context of korbanos. So you have 3 regalim to bring those korbanos. And if you miss that deadline, then you're over the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. Okay, just by way of background, keep that in the back of your mind for a moment. So the Gemara's question was, where do we see that concept of Baal Ta'acher for Nazir? Since there's a hekesh, it has to apply to Nazir as well. So far, the Gemara gave us 1 teretz. The Gemara's teretz was in a case where the person says, I want to make sure I'm a Nazir before I die. I want to make sure that I take care of this before I die. So the Ran has a very big chiddush on this and says that, therefore, if I don't accept upon myself the Naziris immediately, I'm already over the Baal Ta'acher. Once I say this, I have to make sure that it happens. And the only way I can make sure this happens, because a person never knows when they're going to die, so is the only way to make sure this happens is if they start the Naziris right away. And any delay whatsoever is going to be the Isser of Baal Ta'acher, which means that the concept that we just introduced a moment ago, which was that you have 3 regalim to do this, doesn't apply over here. 3 regalim is just, as the Ran would say, only benegei korbanos, but not when you take upon yourself to do something and you have to guarantee that you're going to do it. The only way to make sure you're not Baal Ta'acher, you're not delaying, is if you do it right away. So that's the teretz that we had so far. That is Rabbah's teretz. Now, that takes us to, altogether, the Gemara is going to give 4 terutzim to this kasha. So now we're up to the 2 teretz. Now we can start on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Kagoin Denodar Behu BeBeis HaKvaros, where he made the neder and he is currently standing in the Beis HaKvaros, which means, as we know, a Nazir is not allowed to become Tam. He's not allowed to go into a Beis HaKvaros. So now he's already in the Beis HaKvaros. So the question then becomes whether or not he can be Mekabel Naziris in such a situation. The Gemara's assumption to make this point has to be that since I can't be in a Beis HaKvaros when I'm a Nazir, that means I was never really Mekabel upon myself to be a Nazir. Because I can't. I can't be a Nazir. I'd be an immediate violation of that Naziris. So that doesn't work. So it must be, the way the Ran explains, is that I have to wait to go out of the Beis HaKvaros. And let's just say, if you want to be nuanced over here and become Tahar and so on. Okay, but the point is you have to get out of the Beis HaKvaros. And then I have to re-accept upon myself that I will be a Nazir, and then I can start the Naziris. So again, we have a concept of Naziris which does not take effect immediately. It's sometime in the future. And now the question is, how much time do I have? And if I don't do it within that certain time, it's going to be Baal Ta'acher. Once again, the Ran, l'shitasoi, the Ran holds that the Isser of Baal Ta'acher in that case also would apply immediately. That I have to immediately get out of the Beis HaKvaros and I immediately have to be Mekabel, the new Naziris. Otherwise there's a delay and that's considered Baal Ta'acher. But let's first focus on what this halacha is. So the Gemara says, "Heni chalamadi yomer loy chayli alay naziris mila alter ma alter." So that all makes sense. That this would be a good teretz if you hold like the shita that I cannot be mekabel in naziris while I am in a beis hakfaris. So then it becomes this delayed concept. And as I said, once we're talking about delays, then the question is how soon do I have to make sure to take care of it? So. Fine, we can say that that's a Baal Ta'acher situation. El Mandi Amar Ma'alter Chayle Alei, So if you hold, but if you hold like a Mandi Yomar that says, even if I'm in the Beis HaKvaros, I am a Nozer right away. I might be in violation, but I'm a Nozer in violation right away. So Miyik Baal Ta'achar. So where's the Baal Ta'achar over there? It was Chal right away. Baal Ta'achar is only if something, again, that I can predict for the future. If this happens right away, there is no future. Va'oid. So that's so again, it depends on which shita you hold. Va'oid ha'omar mar baravashi. Chaylin is Yerusalem Malter. So we even have a shita that says very clearly that it does, that it's Chal right away. Now that is according to everybody. Mar baravashi holds, everybody holds it's Chal right away. V'chi pligi. So what is the machlekes is about whether or not I have to get out of the Beis HaKvaros? Le'inyin malkus pligi. So there is a, it's just a question of whether I'll get Malkus because I'm in violation right away or not. One shita says that I'm not, because we understand that it doesn't start in violation, so I have to clean myself up and then I'll start counting my Naziris. But the Naziris is, there's no question, there's no issue of delay over here, because it is Chal right away and I have to do whatever a regular Nazir would do, right away. Oh, so one second. So we see that, but everybody holds that it's Chal right away, so there is no issue of Baal Ta'acher. So the Gemara answers, no, even according to that, even according to Mar Baravashi, that says everybody technically agrees that Naziris is Chal right away, there is a Baal Ta'acher, I'll tell you why. Because there's, you're missing the correct way to do Naziris. Now, since as we discussed before, even when I get out of the Beis HaKvaros, I have to go ahead and I have to get myself tahor, and I have to set myself up in a way that I'll be able to carry out the Naziris properly. Any delay in that situation is going to cause the delay in doing the Naziris correctly. So therefore it is possible, I'm not sure whether this means whether you are immediately over the Yisra Baal Ta'achar because you are not doing the Naziris right away, which I think is the simple way of reading the Gemara, or it means if I delay in any way in getting myself to the next stage, which will then allow me to do the Naziris correctly. In any event, the Gemara says there is an Isra Baal, even according to the Mandi Yomar, that it's Chal right away, since it's not Chal in the proper way, in all respects, so therefore there is definitely an Isra, it's gonna be a delay to start it correctly, so therefore there is an Isra of Baal Ta'acher in that context. This line of the Gemara makes a lot more sense, because the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Hoyl V'chein. So, since this is true, as we just explained, that it's not just being a Nazir, but it's being a correct Nazir, so that if that's true, Nazir Shetimei Atzmai B'mezid, if a person went ahead and made himself Tamei as a Nazir, he already was a Nazir. I said I wanted to be a Nazir on Tuesday, and it's already Tuesday, Wednesday I'm a Nazir, and then on Thursday, after my Naziris was already Chal, the person made himself Tamei, so then, Oiver Mishum Baal Ta'acher, the Naziris Tahaira. You're also transgressing and not fulfilling your Naziris, not fulfilling your word of Naziris Tahira. My obligation, my undertaking was to be a Nazir Tahar, to be real Naziris, not just, you know, to label myself a Nazir, but to be a real Nazir. And now I'm not, because I purposely made myself Tameh. So then, that also, you could have a Naziris, you can have a Baal Ta'achar even in the middle of a Naziris. Why? Because I'm delaying fulfilling the whole thing. Remember, again, in the Havamina of the Gemara, the Havamina was only, if I say I want to be a Nazir, it's just a question of starting my Naziris. Now that we've established it's not a question of starting my Naziris, it's a question of being a Nazir for 30 days. It's a 30-day process. So then anytime I mess up in the middle, again, b'mezid we're talking about over here, but I mess up in the middle, b'mezid, I'm delaying that process. My promise was to be a Nazir for 30 days. So anytime during that 30 days that I delay the process, and now 30 days turns into 45 days or whatever, so then I am no longer, I am delaying what I should be finished in 30 days from now. I'm not. So that makes it also a Baal Ta'acher. Okay, so that is a chiddush within the din of Naziris, what the undertaking of Naziris is. In any event, so far we have two terutzim into the kasha. Is there a Baal Ta'achar by Naziris? Yes, one is where I promise that I'm going to be a Nazir, which is clearly the way the first teretz of the Gemara says, that I promise I want to be a Nazir before I die, which means I'm obligated to be a Nazir immediately. Second teretz is that I promise I'll be a Nazir, but I'm in a basic verse, so I can't really do it, so I have to set myself up so that I start as soon as possible. And then the Gemara gives a third test. Rav Acha b'Reida Rav Iga Omar Oyver b'Bal Ta'achar Tiglachtoi, where I say that I'm delaying the fact that I have to shave. Because as we all know, when a nozer finishes his nazirus, that the part of the process, and together with the korbonos, the nozer goes ahead and shaves all the hair off his body, and he takes that hair and he throws it under the fire of the korbonos, and so on and so forth. So there is an inyan of shaving. And that's a mitzvah that you have to do as part of the process. So if I do not do the teglachas right away, I delay that process. Say, listen, I finished my nazirus. Okay, now whenever I get around to it, I'll shave. That delay also is the issue because it's a mitzvah. It's a delay in a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. And of course, it's not even a question, according to the Mandiyama, that you need to shave in order to fulfill your end of nazirus. Meaning, let's say, for example, in order to be the nazir to start to be allowed to drink wine and potentially become tamei. So, of course, according to that Mandiyama, I have to do it because that's part of what I have to do at the end of my nazirus. That's for sure, and delaying that is a delay. Ela afil Mandiyama teglachas einema akedes. Even if you say that, it's not makiv, whatever, I either will or I won't, it's not going to change the world. I'll end my nazirus on itself, I'll bring the korbanos, I don't have to do the shaving, I like my long hair, whatever it is. Still, mitzvah giluach mi'eloi mekayim. Everybody agrees that there is a mitzvah, the Torah wants you to do it, and it's like any other mitzvah, I promise I'm going to do a mitzvah and I didn't do it. Whether it changes anything, it's a status or it's not a status, that's not, ma'akev is just in terms of the status of my nazirus. It doesn't change whether or not I have to do it, whether the Torah, so to speak, asked me to do it, said that this is what I have to do. If I don't do it, and I delay it, and I delay doing so, that also can incur the lav of Baal Ta'achar. Okay? That's a third test. Now, all of these terutzim so far, the Ran says that you have to do the mitzvah, you have to fulfill it right away. Okay? So, right. Now, if you look at, for example, I just want to show this where it's beferish in the Ran, a very simple line in the Ran. Look at the first skinny line of the Ran. The Ran says, the kama'achal and aziris to tahayro. Okay, I just want to show you where the Ran says this shita. You have to immediately leave the Beis HaKvaros, Limzar, Linaziris, Betahira, and you have, right, this is the top, the Ran right over here, Limzar, Naziris, Betahira, and make yourself, oh, sorry, right, I knew that, I was reading the wrong place. Sorry, I apologize, I was reading in Rashi, not the Ran, I was reading in the wrong place. Okay, that's not where I'm, the Ran. I'm still used to Rashi. I apologize. So we flip to the other side, to the left side of the Yomid, and if you look at the Ran at about 8 lines down in the skinny lines, the Ran says, so the Ran also says Shatzach Lotzeis Miyad, that you have to leave the Beis HaKvaros immediately, Ulekabel Olav Naziris and be Mekabel Naziris V'chiloi Nofak, and if you don't leave right away, come lay Bebal Ta'acher. Okay, so this is the Ran Shita, where if you don't leave, you're over on the Isser of Bebal Ta'acher. I just wanted to point out this Ran because I want to show you the next Ran on the final and fourth teretz of the Gemara. So far again, the first teretz was, I said, before I die. Second teretz was, I was in the basic verse. Third teretz is just about the shaving. And now lastly, the Gemara says, Marzucha Bereder of Mario Mar Oiber Baal Ta'acher Korbonois. Okay, and the Gemara says, Anachanami, it's actually the Baal Ta'achar that applies by Nazirus is just really your classic Baal Ta'achar. Your classic Baal Ta'achar is that I have to bring Korbanos, which as we mentioned in the beginning, was that is where the concept of Baal Ta'achar originally showed up. That you have to bring, Korbanos, and if you don't bring the Korbanos in the prescribed time, so then, you have the Yisr Baal Ta'achar. So the Gemara then found the Teretz and said that, yes, it's true, by Nazir also there are Karbonos, and those Karbonos also have the regular Yisr of Baal Ta'achar. As you look in the Ran, and now if you look in the sort of the middle-sized lines, before the lines get really wide on the bottom of the Amud, there are about 3 lines up in the right in the middle. So Baal Ta'achar Karbonos, So the Ran says, "Lahach akimto ena oivra babalta acher ella laacher gimel regolim." Here, all of a sudden, the Ran switches and says, "Till now, we've been saying that the balta acher applies immediately. Since I have a mitzvah to do it, I have to do it right away. But by karbonos, the iser of gimel regolim applies." So, just so that you know, the Rosh right away. If you look at the Pirush Rosh, right, if, I don't know if you have it printed on your Gemaras, but the Pirush Rosh on the bottom says. He says in the context of Beis HaKvaros, V'oivre B'baal Ta'achar, Im Omad Ba'oisai Tuma Gimel Regolim. I'm just showing you that the Rosh argues on the Ran on all of these and says, no, the concept of Baal Ta'achar was created at that there's always a time frame. There's always a time frame. That is the time frame of Baal Ta'achar. There is no difference that sometimes Baal Ta'achar is right away, sometimes Baal Ta'achar is Gimel Regolim. No, the definition of the Torah created the definition of Baal Ta'achar in the context of Korbanos. That's true. And once that became the definition, that definition applies to always the Isra of Baal Ta'achar. So even if I say, I'm going to eat an apple, that Baal Ta'achar applies for three regolim. Because that is, I'm not over Baal Ta'achar until I pass three regolim. That's just the way it is. So there's a machlokes rash, the Rosh and the Ran, as to whether it's possible to create a Baal Ta'achar that goes into effect immediately, or it always has to be consistent that it's three regolim. As I said, even the Ran doesn't deny that there is a concept of gimel regolim, as he himself says in the parasha of Korbanos. So he knows that the Ran is not denying it. He's just saying that, well, it depends on what I'm trying to accomplish. If what I'm trying to accomplish goes into effect right away, then the Baal Ta'achar should be right away. And is only unique by Karbonis, for whatever reason the Lumdus is by Karbonis, it should be delayed, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu understood that people aren't necessarily around the Beis HaMikdash, so we have to give some time. Whatever the reason is. But the Rosh says, no, that became the definition of Baal Ta'achar. So anything I take upon myself is always the Isser of Baal Ta'achar doesn't apply until three regolim.
Mm-hmm. You just explained a lot.
The Gemara says, so till now we've been saying, yeah, so we know the Isser of Baal Ta'achar is because there's an Isser of Baal Ta'achar in the context of Korbanos by Nedarim, so therefore there's a Baal Ta'achar by Nazir also. However, the Gemara then goes back and says, you think we learn out the Isra of Baal Ta'achar from the Hekesh to Nedarim? We actually have our own pasuk that says, Ki Darosh Yidrashenu, that we'll be seeking from you. This is all talking about the Korbanos of Nazir, that the person has an obligation to bring he has to be mashlim his neder, he has to fulfill it. So that's the Isra of Baal Ta'achar. Elu chatois v'ashamos. This is talking about, in general, bringing the korbanos, chatos and asham, and that also applies to an azir, that he has to bring his korbanos. So, the simple question is, we now have two psukim, which teach you the concept of Baal Ta'achar. Why do we need two psukim? So the Gemara says like this, Ma'od etemo chidishu. We would have thought that the concept of nazir, and we'll get to it why in a moment, is a chiddush. There's an aspect of chiddush in the context of nazir. Shechidsha Torah ben nazir, and that the Torah said specifically applies to nazir. So, again, this is in a classic Nedarim way of writing things, so you have to finish the sentence. So now, if Naziris is unique in a certain way, we might think it's also unique in the sense that it doesn't have a Baal Ta'achar. That's what I would have thought. That's why I need a second pasuk to tell us, no, there is a Baal Ta'achar, and I'm going to demand it from you. So there is a Baal Ta'achar even by Nazir. So in other words, the Havamina of the Gemara is, or the explanation to the Gemara is, I would have thought, mistakenly, but I would have thought that there's no Baal Ta'achar by Nazir because it's special. And telling you, no, even that special thing is not enough, because I have a second pasuk that, so to speak, brings the Isra of Baal Ta'achar back in to apply to Nazir. Now, for the next few lines of the Gemara is going to figure out what is so unique about Nazir that would lead you to believe that the parsha of Baal Ta'achar doesn't apply. My chiddush, what is the chiddush that is in the context of Nazirs? Ilei medeloi matvis leila chatos Nazir beneder. If it's because of the fact that I cannot just create upon myself an obligation to bring a chatos Nazir, I cannot wake up one morning and say, you know what? I want to bring a chatos as if I was a nazir. I'm not going to be a nazir. I just want to get to the end. I just want to be a chatos nazir. That doesn't work. So we see, very special, we see by naziris that there are kulas, that there are things don't work by nazir. But that's not really so unique by Nazir, because harechatas chelev shein matvis beneder, there is also the concept of a regular chatas. Now we use chatas chelev as the classic example. Whenever we mean you did an avera that requires you to bring a karma chatas, we use, unless we're in talking about a specific thing, but the example is always chatas chelev. Meaning, if I ate chelev b'shoygeg, I have to bring a karma chatas. We use that as the example, and we see that I cannot wake up one morning and just independently say I want to bring this karma chatas, and so in other words, we see it doesn't work. And of course, there is, if when I am chayev to bring this carbon and I don't, there is an isur bal tachar. In other words, we don't see there's anything special about nozer different than any other karma chatas. You always can't just decide to bring a karma chatas. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not the chiddush. Ela my chiddush, what is the chiddush? I'll tell you. Salka dait chamina, I would have thought, hoil v'im oma hareini nozir, afilu min acharzon. I would think that, we would think like this, because the halacha is that if I say I only want to be a nozir from the seeds of the grapes. Meaning, I don't want to do the full thing. I like grapes, but I'm not eating the seeds. So the halacha is have nozer lakol. So now all of a sudden, that one little bit, the fact that I said I might want to be a partial nozer, actually makes me a nozer for the entirety. So now that's a chiddush, because since when when I undertake a little bit, did I become chayiv in the whole thing, if that's what I never accepted upon myself? Kamash malon. So therefore, that's the chiddush, that there is a bal ta'achar even for nozer, even though it has this special unique halacha that a little bit is really accepting the whole thing. So first of all, so that makes sense. That would technically be a chiddush if you hold that statement is true, that accepting a little nazirus is accepting the whole thing. According to Rav Shimon, it says you don't become a nozer ad shiyazer mikulon, until you accept I want to be a nozer, a real nozer, not a half a nozer, and a half a nazirus is nothing. So mayikalamemer. So then, what's your chiddush? Va'oid, and then the Gemara asks a good question. Hai chiddush l'chumrahu. This chiddush is a chumrah. Okay, let me explain what's going on over here. Because what are we trying to find out? We're trying to say that a nozer is unique and should not be over about ta'achar. Because it's unique, it's not ta'achar. So normally, how would we teach this? We see that, nazir has all these kulas, so it should also have the kula about ta'achar. So what was your chiddush over here? Your chiddush was that a half a nazir expands into a real nazirus. So that's not a kula, that's a chumrah. So why would the fact that it makes you more machmer to be a nazir make you think, therefore I shouldn't be over about ta'achar? That doesn't make any sense. If anything, the Torah is looking for chumras. Right? We need a kula. So, in other words, the general rule is, if the Torah shows us that it's looking for kulas, then we add extra kulas. If the Torah shows us it's looking for chumras, then we add extra chumras. So here, this is a case of a chumrah, that we tell you a little nozer turns into a big nozer. That's a chumrah. So why would that lead us to believe that I should have the kula of not having baal tachar? That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not the chiddush of nozer either. Hello. So finally, the Gemara says like this. My chiddush el, what is the chiddush sakat? I would have thought, hoyo. Now I'm turning to Daf Dalet on the base. Ve'im gilech al achas mishlosh don yotzer. Now this is a kula that is a halacha of by nazir, that if I shave for one of the karbonas, yotzam yotzer, I'll explain in a second. Loi lover alav bal tacher, and therefore, since that kula exists, the iser of bal tacher, also we could be makel on bal tacher. Kamash malon. That's why we need the pasuk of Darash Yidurashenu to tell us that the iser of bal tacher applies. Okay, this is a kula, and it's also very unique. What is the kula over here? As we all know, when at the end of the Naziris, the Nazir has to bring three karbonas. He has to bring an oila, a chatos, and a shlomo. You have to bring three karbonas. Now the process actually is that the shaving goes along with the karbon shlomo. But the interesting halacha is, again, not our sugi over here, but we'll just accept this as true. The interesting halacha is that if I only bring one of the karbonas, I shave, and I bring one of the karbanos. It doesn't even matter. Let's say I bring the karbachatos and not the shlom, or just the whatever. Bring the karbachatos. The halacha is, I am no longer a nazir. I have to bring the other karbanos also at some point later, but I am no longer a nazir. Meaning, if I let's say you have a guy who finishes nazirus, but before he brings the karbanos, is he allowed to become tamei? No. You're still a nozer. Am I allowed to eat grapes? No, yeah. I'm still a nozer. But the chiddush is that if all I did was bring one carbon, it doesn't even matter which one. I brought one, well, the Gemara discusses which one first and so on, but let's say I just brought one carbon and I shaved, I'm already not a nozer. I'm already not a nozer. And if I came tamei, I brought one chatos and I became tamei, that's it. I don't have to redo the nazirus over again. It's not like I became tamei during my nazirus. So that's a major chiddush. Because since when, where else in the Torah do you see that the Torah says, bring karbonos, but if you don't bring them, it also counts. That's not normal. That's not something that we typically see in the Torah. So therefore, that's a major chiddush to tell us that I could bring one of the three karbonos, and that also counts. Even though the Torah asked me for three, but if I bring one, that's good enough. Now again, I still have the chiyuv to bring the other karbonos, but in terms of whether my nazirus ended, it ends right away. Oh, so now that we have a major kula, so then you could say that we also maybe were makel on the Baal Ta'achar. Maybe now that we're makel about one carbon was enough, maybe there shouldn't be an Isra of Baal Ta'achar if I eventually don't bring the other carbonis. Let's say I forgot to bring the other carbonis. Right. Kamash Malon, that's where you have a pasuk. No, Dereshi Dereshenu. Even though I finished my Naziris, the Yotzer with the Nazir thing. But if you still have an obligation, you better bring the other carbonis before the time runs out. Now, let me just add one other point. So this, now that we know what the Chiddush is, let's define what the word Chiddush is. Every halacha in the Torah is a Chiddush. The fact that I can't steal, the fact that I can't kill, is, well, in our minds, because society has accepted the fact that I'm not allowed to do that, so you say to yourself, it's not a Chiddush that the Torah told me I'm not allowed to kill. But actually it is. Every single halacha in the Torah is a Chiddush. The fact that I have to pick up a luluf, is that a chiddush? Are you okay with thinking that's a chiddush? So every halacha in the Torah is a chiddush. So when the Gemara uses the term chiddush, that the Torah is telling a chiddush, so it means something a little bit more. What it means is as follows. It means that the halacha that the Torah is telling you over here is inconsistent with the rules of the Torah itself. Okay, then, and even so, it's inconsistent. The Torah is telling you this is what I want you to do. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. What's the classic example of a chiddush? Where the Gemara, so to speak, I mean, it depends which order you learn Shas, but where the Torah, where the Gemara introduces the concept of a chiddush is by Basar B'Cholov. Basar is kosher. Cholov is kosher. Basar B'Cholov are both kosher. All of a sudden, you put them together, it's treif. How did that happen? How did two kosher things create something that's treif? That makes no sense. That's inconsistent with the, so to speak, the rules of the Torah. Meat is kosher. Milk is kosher. And why putting them together is not kosher. That's the example that the Gemara gives as a chiddush. There's a chiddush for chumra. But the idea is that it's not, if I ask you, right, can I put peanuts with strawberries? Sure. Right? Because they're both kosher. Mixing two things in general doesn't make something not kosher. So why all of a sudden by mixing meat and milk together, that's the example that the Gemara gives as a chiddush, because it's not consistent with what the Torah told you till now. So the same thing over here also. So now that we understand the definition of a chiddush, so we can understand that in our Gemara also. Because where else in the Torah does the Torah say that in order to accomplish something, you need to do something, but if you don't do it, it's also good. Here the Torah said, in order to fulfill your Naziris, to finish your Naziris, you have to bring three karbonos. The Torah said so. That's what the Torah said you have to do. Since when are you able to say, well, I did one, that's good enough? That's a chiddush. That's inconsistent with what the Torah... Normally the Torah gives you rules of what you have to do. That's... But imagine the Metzorah, he wants to finish his Metzorah, so he takes two birds and he sends one away, and then he says, oh, I feel so bad for the other bird, I don't want to kill it. Hello? You didn't bring your carbon yet. That's, you know, you're still a Metzorah until you do what you can't just decide willy-nilly, I want to do this part and I don't want to do that part. It's not the way the Torah operates. But over here, all of a sudden, so now you understand and appreciate the chiddush over here, that the Torah is telling you, in order to finish your Naziris, all you have to do is bring one. Yeah, I told you to bring three. But if you bring one, it's good enough. At least for purposes of finishing. That's a chiddush. Now that's inconsistent with what the Torah was telling you till now. So therefore, now I say, ooh, Naziris is totally different. It's off the charts. The Torah is letting you get away with stuff. So maybe if the Torah is letting you get away with stuff, maybe you can get away with the Baal Ta'achar also. Kamash Malon, that's why I need a second pasuk, Dereshi Dereshenu, that no. Baal Ta'achar is still going to apply, even though I told you you don't have to do it right away. But you have to make sure you finish it before the time is over. Okay. That is the first teretz of the Gemara. So again, all we needed was a chiddush. The question was, why do we need a second pasuk? The teretz is because Nazirus is unique. We just explained because you don't have to bring all three karbonos. Kamash Malon, that even though it's unique, you still have a pasuk, you still have the Yisr Baltacher because of the pasuk Dorish Yidushenu. Now the Gemara, the second line of Dalet Amud Beis, continues and says the second teretz. My chiddush, I'll tell you, there's really much more of a basic chiddush. Mishum de kamatvase ben neder. Deloy matfisoi beneder. Like we said, the Gemara tried this before, but now we're going to make it work. Because I cannot wake up one morning and just decide that I want to bring a chatas nazir. I cannot, on my own, just create karbonos that don't come along with the with what brought you to that point. I can't decide I want to just bring a chatas nazir. But the Gemara now acknowledges, but you yourself also said that I can't do this for any chatas. So there's nothing unique about nazir. It's the same rule as all chatas. I can't wake up and bring a chatas. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Chatas chelev ka'asvi l'kaporo. The difference is that by a chatas chelev, it's a, so to speak, a reaction. I did an Avera, so that's the action. The reaction is bringing a chatas to wipe away the Avera. It's coming to take care of something that was beforehand. Chatas nozer l'mayasya. A chatas nozer is not coming for any reason in particular. It's not in response to something. Yes, I know it's at the end of my Naziris, and it's one of the karbonis. And, as the Rana Nomad Aleph points out, that even though, of course, we all know why do you bring a karbon chatas, the Gemara Darshan's and Nazir, why do we bring a chatas at the end of Naziris? Because we see you're not supposed to restrict yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to enjoy this world, and you're not enjoying this world, so you bring a karbon chatas. But as Taisus, as the Rana says, there's no real aveiro. There's no mitzvah that you have a chiv to drink wine. Mm-hmm. It's okay, fine. But Lamaiso is not, In for purposes of this Gemara, it's not coming as a reaction. You're not bringing the Chorban Chatos as a reaction to wipe away something else. So therefore, it's not accomplishing, it's not going to make a difference whatsoever in terms of, I did have an Aveira, I didn't have an Aveira. It's not true, there's no Aveira over here. So it's completely extra. So if it's, so to speak, superfluous, it's not coming for what a Chatos is, maybe I should be allowed to make a Neder on my own. And the fact that I'm not, so that's the chiddush by nozer. I can't just willy-nilly bring karbonos, even though there's really no reason why not. Just like, again, to put things in context so that you understand. Can I wake up one morning and decide to bring a karbon shlomim? What? No? I can't? I can't wake up one morning and a karbon shlomim? Of course I could. That was a trick question. Of course I could. It's an adava. I can bring a karbon. I can even bring a karbon oilo. I can bring a carbon oil. I can decide one day I want to bring a carbon oil. I could just wake up one morning and decide. So the carbon chatas of a nazir also, I should be able to wake up and bring a carbon chatas nazir also. Why not? What difference does it make? I don't really have, the chatas of the nazir wasn't accomplishing anything, so to speak. It wasn't wiping away, it really isn't connected, so to speak, to the nazir, so I should be allowed to. So the fact that I can't, that's a chiddush. Okay. Yichab?
Yes.
That's the chiddush because it's not really connected to the Naziris per se. It's not wiping away it in the Naziris. The Hare, so the Gemara says, one second, I'll bring you another example. There is also a Yoledis, as we all know, one of the Korbanos that a woman, after she gives birth, has to bring a Korban Chatos. And again, the Gemara says, because she screams during the childbirth, but Lamaisa, that's not a real thing. Even if she didn't scream, she still has to bring the Korban Chatos. Okay, so the point is that it's not wiping anything out, it's not a reaction to anything. So we see there are other places in the Torah where, as using the definition of chiddush, this is not inconsistent with some of the rules of the Torah. There are other places in the Torah where this is also true, where I bring a karbon chatas just random. Again, it's connected to something, but it's just random. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not true. By Yoledes also, there's a purpose. Hahi, by the Yoledes, kashar yelei lemechol bekodshin. The difference is that by Yoledes, it changes everything. Before she brought the carbon, she's not allowed to eat kachim. She's considered tamei for those purposes. She can't eat truma, she can't eat hektish, she's not allowed to eat kachim. Whereas after she brings the karbon chatos, she's, so to speak, let back into society. She can eat kachim, she can eat truma if she's married to a kohen, and so on and so forth. So again, when I talk about the karbon chatos, did it accomplish anything? Did it change anything? Yes, there is a before and an after. Even by the Yoledes, there's a before where she was asur b'kachim, and now there's an after where she's mutter b'kachim. By Nozer, again, it didn't change anything, as we said before. Once I already brought my carbon shlomim, I'm already not a Nozer. The bringing the chatos didn't add or subtract anything. I could eat grapes, I could become tamei, I could do whatever I want after I bring my carbon shlomim. The chatos didn't accomplish anything. So that's why I would have a havamina that I don't need, that I could bring a carbon chatos randomly also. Kamash malon that I can't. Now that that's true, so we say, oh, by Nazir, we see the Karbonis by Nazir are just random, you bring them. And maybe, therefore, also there's no din about Ta'achar. Kamash Malon, again, just to put everything into, wrap it all up, Kamash Malon, that's why the Torah specifically has to say, I know the Karbon Chatos is kind of unique, it doesn't work if you don't want it, if it's not attached to another. But even so, if you become Chayav in the Chatos, you better bring it on time, or else you're going to be over on the Isra Baal Ta'achar. That's what Darish Yudhirashana teaches us. Okay, so that's the end of that piece of the Gemara. Now let's just quote what we said before. As we said, that there's a Hekesh between Nedarim and Nazir, and as a result of the Hekesh, we now apply the halachas that are written in the Parsha of Nazir to Nedarim, and the Parsha of Nedarim to Nazir. So one of the things that, in the list of things that apply, that we, so to speak, bring over into Nazir, is the following. Amar Mar, as we said before, Uma Nedarim Ha'av Mefer Nidre Bitoy. That a father is able to be undo his daughter's Nedarim. Umbal Mefer Nidre Ishtoy, and a husband can also undo his wife's Nedarim. Af Naziris, so the same thing now, because of the Hekesh, also Naziris Ha'av Mefer Nidre Bitoy. A father can undo his Naziris of his daughter. Meaning, what does that mean in English? In English, that means if the daughter says, I want to be a Nazir, I am a Nazir, the father can say, Mufalach, 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 and he doesn't have to say three times, he can just say Mufalach one time, and that's it, she's not a Nazir. Ubal Mefer Naziris Ishtoy, the same thing with a wife. Now, the Gemara's question is like this. Lomali Hekesha. Why do we need a Hekesh, which is a very strong bond? Tesi B'mametzinu Minadarim. Why don't we just simply learn, even without the Hekesh, we would have been able to derive this halacha that if it's true by Nedarim, and Naziris is really just an element of Nedarim, it's the same thing, they're close enough, they're similar enough, that we don't really need a Hekesh to teach us this halacha. They should be really just, the fact that they're the same, the same rules should apply. So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. So Dilma, Gabe Nedarim, Hu Demefer, I'll tell you, they're not really as similar as you think. By Nedarim, I'm able to be made for Mishom Deloy Islay Kitsutsa. There is no limit to it. Now, the way the Ram learns, the limitation that we're talking about is a time limit. That once I say, I always use the example of apples, once I say I'm not eating an apple, I'm not eating apples, forever, the rest of my life, I'm not allowed to eat apples. Again, I could say what I could limit it in any way I want, but I'm saying in general. If I say I won't eat apples, that means forever I won't eat apples. So there is no limit. So that is a tremendous impact on the person's life. And that's why we understand why the Torah says you better undo this before it becomes a problem. Especially a husband and a wife. Avogabe Naziris. By Naziris, the Islay Kitsusa. But Naziris, which does have a limit, as the Gemara itself says, the Stam Naziris Lamed Yoim. Because the Naziris is only going to last 30 days. Amalo, maybe I cannot undo that. Because, what's the big deal? Okay, she's a Nazir, she'll drive herself crazy for 30 days. It's not going to impact the rest of her life. We all got over COVID. It's no big deal. It happened, it's past, it's history. So the same thing, maybe by Naziris, maybe the Torah won't allow you to undo it because, so, she'll have to do it for 30 days. Kamash Malon, that's why we have the Hekesh to tell us, no. It's true throughout that even if you want to say there that Naziris and Nedarim are not exactly the same, doesn't matter. Because there's a Hekesh to tell you that the halachas are the same, and you're allowed to be mefer the Naziris also. Even though it's only going to be for 30 days, not such a big deal. Kamash Malon, that you could be mefer the Naziris as well. Okay, moving on. The Gemara now brings Ha'omer l'chaver mudar ani. So now we're finally moving to the second part of the Mishnah, which is, if you look back at the words of the Mishnah, just for a quick second, the words of the Mishnah were, this is the case that the Gemara only quotes the beginning part, but it says Ha'omer l'chaver mudrani mimcha, mufrushani mimcha, murchkani mimcha. So there's three ways I could say I want to separate myself. And then the Mishnah continues and says, Shani oichel lecha, Shani toyim lecha, in what way that I'm going to either not give you, eat your food or taste your food, then osir. Okay? Then it's going to be osir. So, on that note, So that's the part of the Mishnah the Gemara is quoting. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says, let me explain to you, the way to read the Mishnah is, Bekulon ad sheyoymer shani oichel lucha shani toim lucha. Meaning, in those cases where I said mefurshani mecha, meruchkani mecha, it always has to be attached to ani oichel lucha. It's not five different examples. It's three examples with two permutations. It's three examples, mefurshani mecha, with either toim lucha or oichel lucha. Meruchkani mecha, with... So it's six, right. But it's three examples with each one has two permutations. Okay? So the Shmuel's saying they're not separate. It's not five different things that I can say each one is a half a sentence. Now, why is this relevant? Because as the Gemara is going to point out like this. Meisvei, I'll ask you a contradiction, whether or not they're really one and the same or they're separate. Meisvei, Mudar ani mimcha, Brisa says like this, it starts off the same way. Mudar ani mimcha, Mefreshani mimcha, Meruchkani mimcha, Hareze Osir. So these words Hareze Osir sounds like just those words alone are enough to create the Isser. Then the Braisa continues and says, Shani Oich Lecha, Shani Toyim Lecha, Hareze Osir. Just those words alone also make it sound like there's an Isser. So that contradicts what Shmuel just said. Shmuel just said that you're supposed to merge the two, and here the Mishnah, the Braisa seems to be listing them in separate categories. So the Gemara says, no, the Braisa means the same thing as the Mishnah Hachi Ketani. The way to read the Braisa is like this. B'med varm amurim, when do we say that the first cases are osur? Be'oimer shani oich lecha shani toim lecha. Where I add the second half, which is that's going to, that, then if I add the second half, then the first half also becomes osur. But the Gemara says, that's not so clear. B'hotanya, we learned in a Braisa Ibcho. The Braisa lists it differently. The next Braisa says, now as the Ran points out, that these two Braisas have nothing to do with each other, we just listed one first and one second. But here's the second Braisa. The Braisa listed, Shani Oich Lecha, Shani Toyim Lecha Osir. Once again, just those words alone are going to be Osir. Mudrani Mimcha, Mefreshani Mimcha, Merchugani Mimcha, Hareza Osir. That's also Osir. So now, you can't say, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, you can't say, I said this in when I said the other thing, because it's in the other order. It's just saying, Shani Oich Lecha itself became Osir. So the Gemara says, Tani Hachi, the way you can answer this is also is in a similar vein, but with using different words, Vikfar Omar Mudrani Mumcha. Where you said, when I said Sha'oicha Lecha, you have to add the words in, as long as I had already originally said, Shani Mufur Shani Mumcha, Murchani Mumcha. I have to, so again, in order to make this work. But the Gemara says, I have two problems with that. First of all, Ihachi Hainuresh. If so, it's saying, the two Braises are saying the same thing, and one's more convoluted than the next. Why would you repeat the same Braisa in a more convoluted way if you're anyway making the same point that I make them all together? Va'oid, and here's the clincher, Usr, Usr, lovely the Misni. Why do I put the word Usr in between each category if in fact it's really only one Isser? So in the beginning, I could say that Bemedzvar Mamur and the fact that it said Usr in the middle doesn't really bother me because I said it was Usr, I wanted to teach it was Usr, but just by the way, to clarify, as long as I said Shani Oich Lecha. But when you're flipping them around and you're saying Shani Oich Lecha is Usr, and you say, if I already said that, then why'd you say it was Usr? It's only Usr if. It's only if you already had said the other thing. So now the word Usr really doesn't apply. So the word Usr becomes extra, making it sound like, no, it's Usr in and of itself, by itself. It doesn't, so if, again, so that's not like our Mishnah, at least doesn't work according to Shmuel, that says that our case is one case. In fact, as the Gemara says, Ella, the Gemara says, you're right, what we said till now was incorrect. Or we can reject what Shmuel said, at least the way we understood Shmuel to what he was saying originally. Rather, what Shmuel meant to say is as follows. So let's just read the next couple lines. Amar Shmuel, Taima. So Shmuel, by the way, is still somewhat consistent with what he's saying, that it is one case. But the halacha that we learn from the Mishnah is only Taima to Amar Shani Oich Lecha, Shani Taim Lecha. In our case of our Mishnah, where we say that Murchkani Mimcha has to go with Shani Oich Lecha, Hu da Osir v'chaveiroi mutter. The chiddush of our Mishnah, the point that the Mishnah is trying to make is, when I say Murchkani Mecha, and I also say Shani Oich Lecha, I put those two half a sentences together, what that is very clearly saying is, I am separating from you, and it's my Isser on your food. It only applies to me. To understand this better, let's just read the top line on the top of Hey Amad Aleph. Avo Amma Mudrani Emcha, L'chudei, if I just used, again, when he says Mudrani, it's just the first of the three examples. But I said Mudrani Mimcha, I am making a neder against you, then the halacha is Shnei Masurim, then both of them become Asur. Why? Because what I'm saying is, I am usher, I am separating myself from you in all respects. That means me to you and you to me. I am keeping my stuff to myself, and I'm keeping yourself to yourself. That is completely separate, so that both of us become usher both ways. So what Shmuel was saying is, yes, you have to read that sentence as one, meaning that the Mishnah that makes it sound like I cannot take from you, meaning it's a one-way street, is when I put the two together. So Shmuel's statement originally was correct, it just needs to be modified a little bit. Meaning, if I put them together, then the halacha of the Mishnah is clear that I become usher to you, and not the other way around. But, and Hanami, if I don't say put them together, it's not that I'm not usher, because the Baisa tells us, even separately, it's usher. The difference is it creates a different kind of isser that both of us are usher. And to finish off with this line, and we'll stop, Ki hada amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, again, I'm on Daf Hayim and Aleph, Ki hada amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mujrani emcha, Shneem Asurim. If I just use the words Madranim Incha, I am making a neder from you that I am saying separate from you. So then, both of them are going to be usher. What do we mean both usher? We're saying I cannot take from you, and therefore my property also cannot, you cannot take from my property. As the Ran explains, it can't be that my property is usher to you. My property can't take from you because there's no such thing. That concept doesn't exist. What do you mean? My property can't take from you? That doesn't exist. Must be when I'm talking about my property, what I'm trying to say is, and you can't take my property either. So both of them are going to be awesome. Okay, we'll stop over here.